article says that shoveling snow is a leading cause of a heart attack among men. Honey, I have an idea. Let's go down to Canadian Tire and get you a brand new snow shovel to play with.
Oh, cool.
You know, there's a better way to do this.
There's no better way than a brand new 12-horse snowblower.
You're an idiot. You spend all winter wishing for snow so you can play with a snowblower. Who wishes for snow? And the thing costs $4,000. My neighbor's kid shovels me out for $20.
What's a carburetor do?
What?
What's a carburetor do?
I don't know.
Well, look who's an idiot now. Come the end of the world, skilled people like me will rule. Survival of the fittest.
Okay, fat suburbanites are going to be the master race, huh? Look, your machines are useless without fuel. Soon there's not going to be any more fuel. I have real skills. I can make beer and liquor. I will rule, my friend.
Now, speaking of which, give me another beer, would you?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Boy, it's really starting to come down. There must be a foot and a half already. It's a good thing we're sitting in the lee side of this snowbank. I can hardly see a hand in front of my face.
We should probably get at this, you know?
Yeah, what do you mean, we? Wait, what was that? Whoa, it's dark. The power's gone out. Let's stand up and look around.
Oh, man, it's crazy. Which way's the house?
Oh, this is ridiculous. I can't see a hand in front of my face. We're lost in your stupid driveway.
Oh, it's not so bad. Look, it's 50-50 we find the garage door.
Okay, look, don't panic, okay? We have 4 beer and a Snickers.
Snickers.
Yeah. Why don't you just start the snowblower and we'll follow the path until we get somewhere.
Oh, that's a great idea. Where's the snowblower? I don't shovel snow. I walk in the footprints and drive in the ruts and let nature clean it up in the spring. This is tricky when your driveway is 50 yards long. The odd morning, the car would slip out of the ruts. No problem. A few minutes shoveling, throwing gravel around, and I'd make an often successful run at the ruts. It was a contentious issue with my partner. It's not that I couldn't afford to have it plowed. It's just one of those things that once you start, you can't stop. I'd invested so much time in digging the car out that to plow now would make a mockery of all that work. And what the heck, my plan was working. Until the day I was staying at home while the family went to town. After a few minutes, the door burst open and there was my partner with a snow shovel. The station wagon's in the driveway, she hissed. And I looked over her shoulder and sure enough, she'd slipped out of the ruts. She had that expression that suggested maybe we needed a new plan. I phoned and had the driveway plowed immediately. It's her fault. If she'd ordered me to do it in the first place, it would have saved a lot of work. Well, she's right. I nearly learned. And now it's code. When she says, the station wagon's in the driveway, I know it's time to give in and fix whatever stupid problem I have ignored, created, or otherwise caused by simply being me.
It's working! It's working! We can follow the snowblower!
But what if we're going the wrong way?
How far can we go until we run into... your car.
Is it my car? It must be my car. Damn, we need some light.
Well, at least we're not lost anymore. We're at your car.
Hey, wait a second. This feels like a Volkswagen. I think this is your car.
What? You son of a bitch! That's my goddamn car, I can't believe you've done this!
Psych! Look, it's not your car. I have a lighter here.
Hey, do you smell gas? Weather is the new hockey. During the hockey strike, I started noticing how weather was taking the place, in many people's lives, that hockey once filled. People were talking about the weather. A lot. Canadians have always been proud of their weather and their hockey, but it's an inverse thing. Good hockey and bad weather. But with hockey out of the way, weather is growing up. This is weather's big chance at TV superstardom. I feel weather is going to turn a corner, and the strike has helped. Here's a dirty industry secret. They are both forms of entertainment. Except weather doesn't cost the owners of the networks near as much as hockey. Other than the salaries of the poor schnooks out in it reporting and the dweebs in the studio trying to sex it up any way they can. Weather bomb. Ha! There's no overhead to cover weather. No prima donna players. No expensive arenas. Nothing. Just free tornadoes tossing trailers and hillbillies hither and yon. Sweet. All weather really needs is a Don Cherry.
Thought I'd get that in Quebec there, eh? It's that European weather there. Nothing like those howlers they get in Saskatchewan there, eh?
And they need cooler names. Don't give me Hurricane Juan. Give it a better name like Hurricane Grandmaster J. This is exciting. Weather is the new hockey.
Oh, this is insane. I've heard stories of people dying 15 feet from their door in snowstorms. I'm freezing.
My feet are warm. My snow boots are still burning.
Actually, I feel oddly at peace. It's kind of comfortable here laying in the snow. Is the car still burning or did the power come back on?
Doesn't matter. It's all going to be over soon. Hypothermia.
Well, how come we can get hypothermia, but the beer's not frozen? Actually, it's perfect, but what I could really use is a bag of chips.
Your dying wish is for a bag of Doritos.
Hey, mister, I'll shovel you out for $20.
We're saved!